tongue again. The illusion is that we're separate. So here I am having the illusion that I'm suddenly separate from the group. But this is the illusion. This is the illusion. So we're coming back to our holy remembrance. So we want to remember that we have the power, and what we're doing is attesting to and aligning to that power and freedom at last. So as we will choose the light, as we will choose our good standing, as we will choose our highest harmonics, our highest harmonics is our place of refuge. It's our place of security. It's our place where we establish bliss. Now, again, what I was speaking, you probably didn't hear, is that everything that we are ascribing to, in other words, I'm trying to bring in a new spiritual gift. I'm trying to heal something so I don't have to have surgery. I'd love a romantic relationship. Whatever it may be, is going to be a byproduct. It's going to be standing under what it is that we are consenting to. So as we consent to our light, as we consent to our holy reunion, again, as I was explaining, don't know where we left off, the reunion is just in our awareness. We never really split off. We've never been separate, but we're here. They're showing me like the Ace of Pentacles. So we're here connecting the dots. We're here bringing forth that energy witness. Now we're doing this, remember, we're coming from higher dimensional states. We're coming from higher security. This is very essential that we understand this. We're here to bring forth, unite, brotherhood, sisterhood, at last, with our higher heart. So this is where we've inserted ourselves into past times, into past darkness, you may say, because we understand how to tune into bliss. I keep looking to make sure you guys are there. It's so funny. How to tune into bliss. How to tune into holy remembrance. So the more that we understand, this is what we're very good at. Each of us are skilled masters. Each of us are skilled technicians in light. So it's for each of us, excuse me, to receive that in the plural. In the plural. This means that we're ascending at last. So when I say in the plural, there's an aspect of myself that seems to be bringing forth this communication. But there's also an aspect of myself that seems to be just doing something in Sirius. There's also an aspect of myself that seems to be in Egypt. So in the plural, in the plural. So we're allowing ourselves, they're showing me the King of Pentacles. That's for each of us. Each of us are our system bridges. We're each building that ascension ladder. So the more that we come to understand our power, our gifting, our holy remembrance, we will stop slip and sliding. And that means the mind's like, where are you going? What are you doing? You need to keep believing in this fear, whatever it is. And so we're honoring our highest placement. So as we will receive that place of honor with delight. Now, again, this isn't opening our eyes. Did the tumor go away? Did Prince Charming show up at my door? Is the crystal levitating? Like, whatever it is we're looking for in the external, we don't have to have that concern, because as we attend to our internal plumbing, in a way, in other words, opening up to our light, opening up to our brilliance, opening up to our true majesty and understanding of self. Now, when I'm saying that, I literally had this like, it was like an explosion of light. So this is the light. And of course I have the Ace of Wands now, because it's like that fire energy, that light that is we are permitting to be bestowed at last, and signaling our triumph. So this is about turning on our own witness, aligning with our own higher heart, and then bringing forth our newest discovery. So our newest discovery is our energy, our alignment, our holy remembrance. Now, out of this vibrational alignment comes forth our agreement with Source. So if we agreed to be a healer, if we agreed to bring forth the energy of tongues, if we agreed whatever it is that has been predetermined that is serving our ascension path, and we say our, the collective our, the we, the one I am presence. So remember, everything you draw upon, everything you manifest, everything you bring forth, you're bringing forth as a witness of what is to be claimed by one and all. It doesn't serve for one holy master to ascend. So what we're doing is we're self-realizing in the one self. So again, everyone is affecting everyone. So as you will receive your light, as you will receive your holy remembrance, remembering your truth, remembering your light, remembering your Christ assertion. Again, drop the wordage when they say Christ. It's just recognizing the truth that's been true always. The truth of self that is true always, beyond 3D, beyond the incarnation. You graciously accepted the invitation to offer your wares, to offer your higher awareness, to offer your due diligence. In other words, what you do well, is what you're offering. So what we're each doing is aligning with those gifts, aligning with that true passage. So as we allow our higher self to take precedence, to take ownership. Ownership is, well, I really want this now, because that's what my ego wants. But my higher self is grooming me for something even greater, something even grander. Because remember, we're each plugged in with the higher heart to be of service to one and all. So for many of us, we're actually thinking too small. We're still thinking too linear. Well, if I could just, you know, do this and just get through my little day here, and Spirit has a much greater plan for you. So the more that we allow our higher self to guide, to predispose, in other words, what we're here to claim. Now this is where, if we're just thinking about the immediate, if we're just want what we want when we want it, it may seem like our hands cut off. It's sort of like, why doesn't God love me? Because we're being administered to. In other words, our higher self always has our back. But remember, we're climbing the mountain. We're moving into a position of ultimate status, to be seen, to be heard, to be felt, to be claimed by the collective. So the higher you go, the grander you claim, not grander in terms of ego, but in terms of the power you're willing to establish. It supports the world. It supports the collective. It supports the grand remembrance. So as we will receive the gifts of true knowing what we've always known, but we've been attending to lack. So true knowing is returning to what your soul already came here to witness. True knowing. As we return to true knowing, as we return to our true lifestyle. Our true lifestyle is, we already have mastered 5D. It's not that big a thing from a soul perspective. From the personality self, we're still trying to remember, how do we do this? How do we trust? How do I expand my heart? So we're allowing those true gifts, knowing status to light our way, and we're learning to trust. Now, what they're saying is for each of us, there's a place of false treaty. In other words, where we're still following ego. There's no error in that. We've been trained to do that. But we're gently being guided beyond that to true relevance. So allow yourself to receive the gifts of light. Allow yourself to receive the gifts of true remembrance. That is, I let the light shift things, alter the priority of things, help me release things, whatever is standing in the way of my bliss, whatever is standing in the way that is to be my destiny, let me part ways with it now, whatever it is. Whatever I am to accommodate, to bring in, I welcome that in with open arms. So again, we're coming under authority of our I am witness that understands the truth of self. So as we come into that agreement, as we come into that parlor, and they're showing me like our higher heart, the altar of our higher heart, and that flame that is oh gosh, like that light is like that supernatural brilliant light that is bringing us our soul relevance. So this is where some of us are having complete turnabouts. Well, I was headed this way, but it suddenly didn't feel right. And we kind of think we're going a bit insane. We are in the sense that we're breaking ties with our own old understanding of self. We're breaking ties with the matrix and allowing our true gifting. So allow yourself to receive that imported value. And that imported value is these energies are just merging with us and bringing, it's like conducive to change, conducive to shift. Now the change is gonna be change in perception, change in altitude, change in discovery. So you ever like finally get something and realize it's not really what you want after all? So again, helping us move to a new timeline, new broadcast, new allocation of wealth. And again, that wealth is that spiritual wealth. And now I have like the Two of Pentacles where it's like balancing the new equation. The energy that I feel from everybody is like coming into alliance, coming into that new timeline where you're plugged in, you're understanding the truth of self. You may not have all of the equation, but you're feeling the excitement of that. Someone, it's like a little bit in fear. What does she mean I have to let go of something? And that's okay. Because instead of that fear being unconscious, it's becoming more conscious. So it can be dealt with. So it can be integrated. Let us receive. Let us receive in our true entitlement. It's so interesting. Someone's been praying and praying and praying and praying. And it's like, when is it coming? When is it coming? And it's like the Amazon guy's right at your door now. It's that close. And you're just like ready to throw in the towel. And it's like literally at your doorstep. So beautiful. Okay. So everybody, my apologies.